Blog Talk Radio.
I say it's an honor to be a food stamp president. Food stamps feed the hungry. Food stamps save the children. Food stamps helps the farmer. Food stamp helps the truck driver. Food stamps help the warehouse. Food stamps help the store. Food stamps hire people and feed people. Food stamps save people from starvation and malnutrition. Whenever you attack feeding the hungry, you undermine the moral authority of our faith. Give President Barack Obama a big hand. Show your love. Show your appreciation.
Come on. All the humanity, all the...
Mary had a little lamb and she went for the soul. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, I'm super cool. Ah! Ah!
Ah! I never once said, na-da-da.
I think everyone wants to know where we came from and how the universe began.
You know what I'm saying?
I have sinned against you.
The rap, it is finally due. Help out. And I have sad news to report. It is, it's come to my attention that our new venture will no longer be happening. And I'm okay with that. That's just the way it has to be. It's about time that I start addressing things, in a realistic way and in an honest way. And it's about that time. Yeah, I'm hurt by it. There's no denying that. And it's one of those times where I have to be as honest and as real as I possibly can. Because sometimes, you know, things happen. And the way that they happen are the way that they happen. For the rest of my life, I'm going to have to deal with these accusations. You see, once you're accused of anything, all of the attention falls towards you. The attention immediately focuses on you. You're accused. It doesn't matter what you're accused of. The attention falls on you. Validity immediately goes to the people who accuse you. They are valid. Their stance, their standing, all of it legitimate. The accused must always deal with the scrutiny. Well, they accused you. Nobody does that for nothing. Nobody would accuse you if something didn't happen. Your life goes under the microscope. All it needs is an allegation. Wake up tomorrow, find your worst enemy, and just do it. Find your worst enemy. This happens in every social circle. You don't like somebody at school, you don't like somebody at your job, throw an accusation their way. Well, did you hear that such and such and such and such and such? Well, did you hear that he's such and such and such and such and such? Did you hear that she likes the such and such and such and such? And you'll spend the rest of your life defending it. Doesn't matter whether or not any of the allegations have merit. It doesn't matter whether or not that person is a habitual liar, a career fibber. It doesn't matter. And sometimes people have a hard time with that. So, how do I put this? Do I say that they won? Do I say that they got the best of me? They got the better of me? Do I lie down? I don't know. There is a realism that happens. There's a real thing that happens to a person when people strike you down. When they get you down, when they score another point against you. I like to call this one of those things where I have to realize for the rest of my life that, you know, this is the sum of who I am. This is always going to be the sum of who I am. I'm going to spend the rest of my life accused. It's hard to fight back. It's tough to fight back. You know, a couple of weeks ago on Therapy Thursday, I said on Therapy Thursday that, you know, I've contemplated suicide. I've read plenty of stories. I've read plenty of stories of people who have had this happen to them, and they fought it, and no one believed them, and they just ended their life because they couldn't live anymore. And this is what I truly today probably understand more than I ever have what they were going through. I don't think that I've ever really understood it. I guess it was God's way of telling me that maybe I need to find a new direction. Maybe find something else to do. It's a tough day. I don't even know if I can do the show today. I don't know if I can do this anymore. My life has been reduced to a lie. I don't know how to break from that. It doesn't matter how hard or how loud I scream that I didn't do this. It'll never, ever change. When I don't see how it ever does. If I have to admit it, you are looking or listening to a broken, severely and horribly broken man. Never in my life have I ever been so destroyed. Just in my heart. I did an interview today with Jessica Heslam at the Boston Herald, and I said that every day was a slice of hell. Every day I deal with a slice of hell. Let me regroup. I just got to gather. Just got to gather my thoughts. Just give me a minute, a moment. I'll be back.
In Olympics hit by scandal and deficits, he rescued them. He turned around dozens of companies and became a business legend. A state losing jobs with huge deficits, Governor Mitt Romney turned it around, cutting spending instead of raising taxes. At every step, he's met extraordinary challenges. Mitt Romney, the energy and experience to turn around Washington.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Hey, guys, I'm Jordan Sparks.
I'm Chase Crawford.
Hey, what's up? It's Usher.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bilson.
I'm Hayden Christensen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Hey, we're Fall Out Boy.
I'm Jared Archuleta.
I'm Corbin Bleu.
I'm Kristen Bell.
And we're the Jonas Brothers.
And I promise you, none of these people listen to my show. But here's some people who do.
Hey, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
I don't think you're a buffoon.
Thank you, dear. George, you're Robert Reese.
Hi there, Reese.
Hello, George.
Please let me do the talking today.
George, you're going to be brief.
I respect what you said because you know something, you're being honest.
Hey, I'm glad that you're bringing up what's most important, and that is the issues and where people stand and what they have for experience.
It's Reese on the Radio, weekdays at 7 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Simple question. Which candidate gives us the best chance of defeating Barack Obama? The answer? Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum is a full-spectrum conservative. Rock solid on value issues like life, marriage, and the right to own a gun, Santorum is also a favorite of the Tea Party for his efforts fighting corruption and taxpayer abuse in Washington. And Rick Santorum led the fight to overhaul welfare, ending abuse and helping millions go from welfare to work. But that's just the start. Rick Santorum has more foreign policy credentials than any of the candidates. And Rick Santorum's Made in the USA jobs plan will make America an economic superpower again. Rick Santorum, a trusted conservative who not only shares our values, but also gives us the best chance to take back America. Finally, a candidate we can all unite behind. Paid for by Rick Santorum for president.
This is Rick Santorum, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
There's Dr. Oz, there's Dr. Phil, there's Dr. Drew, there's Dr. Joy Brown. It seems like everybody's got an opinion, but I'm going to leave it to the real professionals. Call up at 347-308-8701 to give me your take. It's my problem, you deal with it. Right here on Therapy Thursdays on Reese on the Radio, on blogtalkradio.com, 7 to 10 p.m. weeknights on blogtalkradio.com.
Proven conservative leadership. Newt Gingrich. In uncertain times, we need a leader whose commitment to conservative values has been tested. Newt stood with Ronald Reagan. Newt stood up to Bill Clinton. And Newt was there for conservative values. But most importantly, Newt has always believed in the greatness of America, that America's best days are ahead. The choice. Newt Gingrich, the proven conservative leader. Winning our future is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the Radio, and you know you can get Reese on the Radio anytime you want by logging on to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. That's right. ReeseOnTheRadio.com gives you all the latest news, all the latest stories that I find interesting, and you can also click on to www.ReeseOnTheRadio.com and listen to archives of my new show, which is on BlogTalkRadio.com. That's right. It's www.reeseontheradio.com. You can get all the latest news, all the latest events, and anything else happening in Reese's world. It's Reese on the Radio, and I'm back right here on blogtalkradio.com.
He defends our freedom, and his record shows it. Ron Paul. Answering our country's call, Ron Paul became a flight surgeon in the Air Force. As a doctor, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies and is a leading defender of life. In Congress, Ron Paul never voted to raise taxes, never voted for an unbalanced budget, never voted to restrict gun rights or raise congressional pay. Protecting our God-given freedom. Ron Paul for president.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Thank you. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the radio, and I know you've got an opinion, so give yours. The number is 347-308-8701. 347-308-8701, right here on Reese on the radio.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Hello, Lois. This is Mike. I'm the personnel director here at your husband's work.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Fine.
Lois, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Well, I have some bad news.
What do you mean, bad news? Bob's okay, isn't he?
Well, actually, that's why I called to talk to you. It's about Bob, and I know that he's been an employee here for a very long time, but I'm afraid we're going to have to let Bob go.
And what do you mean? Wait, that's not very fair. He's been very loyal to you.
Look, I can understand you feeling that way.
Feeling that way? You don't understand. We just had a baby.
No, I understand that.
This is a very hard time to do this kind of a thing.
Yes, it is, but Bob has kind of forced our hand on this.
Why are you firing him?
We caught him doing his secretary on his office desk.
Oh, that son of a bitch!
Look, I know you're upset.
Upset is not the word. That stupid, rotten son of a bitch. I can't believe this.
He's on his way home right now, and he's going to need your support.
Support my I'm going to change the locks on the door. I'm throwing his outside on the front lawn. He can just have it all. I'm not even going to be here when he gets back. And now, I don't feel so bad about his brother.
Lois. It's a joke. Your husband put us up. It's your birth. Happy birthday!
This is Stephen Hawking, and when I'm not solving the mysteries of the world, I listen to Reese on the radio on dogtalkradio.com.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings, and I rise, wiped the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor cold, and it stings. Dear sleepy dream, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You are.
Oh, an icon has died today. And his name is Davy Jones.
Now you know how happy I can be.
They were simpler times then, weren't there? Don't worry, folks, I'm not going to crack.
But how much
I have to admit, Davy Jones, man, when I was a kid, I thought you guys were the Beatles. I love this guy.
One, two, three.
No, okay. And appropriate stuff. So, Davy Jones, rest in peace. So, like, as I reported, of course, earlier today, or at least just 3 minutes before the show, we got word that our venture has absolutely been canceled. It's been ended. So, you know, this is what we've been reduced to. And as a society, unfortunately, you know, guys like me, or, you know, I always look back to you know, the story about Greg Kelly, which we, of course, talked about here on Resun Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. We talked about it extensively. You know, this man got his career back. Of course, he was under an extreme amount of scrutiny behind it. Immediately, always, you know, flat out believe the accuser. You're accused of anything. You know, the bottom line is that you spend the rest of your life having to defend it, having to defend yourself. That once you're accused, that's what it is that it means. It means that in some part you're 50% guilty. I've tried very, very hard to explain that to people, that once you're accused, you are 50% guilty. Because the accusation alone doesn't come from nowhere. It doesn't come from just come out of the blue. So just because you're accused of something, no matter what it is that they say about you for the rest of your life, that's what it is that you are. When rumors spread, when they go on such a grand level, once the press gets involved, the rest of your life you are spent trying to defend your good name. You see, I don't blame the folks over at WLVS. I don't blame them for that. You know, they've got a reputation to protect, and that's understood. I honor their position. I respect their position. I have no choice but to, because I'm an honorable human being, and I'm a respectful human being. I'm not going to sit up here and bemoan and holler and scream and blame people. There's only one person I can blame for the situation that I'm in. And I can do nothing about that. So even that goes with, it doesn't even need to be said. It doesn't need to be repeated. This is the place where my life is. You have to have a strong belief in God, a very strong belief in God. And I do. I have a strong belief in God. I know that God isn't going to let the rest of my life be like this. That I am not going to have to live a life like this forever and ever. That one day I will be vindicated. I just may have to wait. I just have to wait a little bit longer. Maybe 4 years wasn't enough. Maybe it wasn't long enough. Maybe I have to fight a little longer. Maybe I have to stand down, as they say, a little longer. Until someday something changes. If that's what it is that it has to be done, then it has to be done. I don't feel good about it. In a lot of ways, not. I guess the best way to put it is, I said before, I'm heartbroken. You know, as I said on my blog, that I was one step closer to the dream. And, you know, when somebody snatches that right from under you, when something happens and that the rug is pulled from under you, it can do a million things to you. And I don't know what it's doing to me yet. But I will tell you this, I'm not angry. I'm not mad. As a human being, I'm harmed. But not in the way that you think. I'm harmed because, you know, I say to you, I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent man. You know, maybe God's trying to tell me that it doesn't matter if the world doesn't believe it, as long as you believe in yourself. And that's what I have to do. I've got to believe in me. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. Because when the chips fall, when it gets to the bottom, when it's all over, you've got to stand in front of God. And you've got to answer to Him. And I know that when my day comes and I stand in front of Him, I know that He already knows that I'm an innocent man. But I'm sorry that I wasn't stronger when I needed to be stronger, and I'm going to try more and more every day to be stronger. Because I didn't think something like this would affect me in the way that it has. But starting now, I'm going to be a lot stronger than I have been. The only thing I wanted to do in my life was to be able to go out there and do some good. To talk to people and to be helpful and to be a part of a society that I could contribute. And I have to wait until my time. I believe that God has just said to me, it's not your time yet. So I'll wait. I hope the rest of you will wait with me. I'd like to thank all of you who support me and who believe in me. I'd like to thank everyone for the love and the strength that they've given me when I was down, and continue to build me up when I feel like less of a human being. Don't worry, these are just tears. They will end. Like I said before, I'm made of sterner stuff. And I will not break. I may bend, but I will not break. Davy Jones, rest in peace. We'll be back. It's Reese on the Radio.
Oh, I could hide neath the wing of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. I rise.